الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. أبواب استقبال القبلة. The chapters to be treated are: number one, استقبال القبلة, facing the Qibla. Then the author, Ali Rahmatullah, says, Babu Wujubihi Lissalah, the chapter of the obligation of the facing of the Qibla in order to observe Salah. عن أبي هريرة في حديث يأتي ذكره. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, in a hadith that shall be mentioned later, he said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet, and the blessing and peace be upon him, said, فَإِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَكْبِرِ الْأُدُوهَ. When you rise to Salah, to observe prayer, فَأَكْبِرِ الْأُدُوهَ, do isbar of al-udu. What is isbar al-udu? That is to do it thoroughly, by washing the necessary areas. Likewise, maybe doing it twice, three times, or some three times, some part twice, some once. This is what is Babu to do, to wash thoroughly and to also do some of the nawafil, so to say, that is doing some part three times, some two times, some once, or three times, two times. This is called isbabu al-udu. Thumma taqbil al-qibla. Then, after the completion of the ablution before the salah, استقبل القبلة, face the قبلة, فكبر, and say الله أكبر. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال, from Abdullah, the son of Umar رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said, بينما الناس بقضاء في صلاة الصبح, while the people were in قضاء during صلاة الصبح. قضاء is a place in Medina that is about 5 or so miles away from the Prophet's mosque. It's called Quba. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got to Medina, he stayed in Quba for about 14 days. So he was staying with Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu before he eventually left an edge for this fight of his where the camel stood and remained. And it happened to be a place that belonged to some orphans. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to buy it from the orphans. So eventually he got it, though the people, the Banu Najjar, were saying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take it free of charge. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisted, why? Because the property that belonged to some orphans. So eventually he got it and he started the building of his masjid. The point here is that before he got to that fight of his, he was in Quba for some days. So, and as we said, Quba is about 5 or so miles away from the masjid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the people of Quba would also observe Salah. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to Medina, he was praying facing Baytul Maqdis. He was praying facing Baytul Al-Maqdis. So he did this for about 17 or 18 months or so before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to turn facing Masjid al-Ka'aba, the Masjid of Al-Ka'aba. So the people of Quba were in Salat al-Subh when the information got to them that the Qibla had been changed from Baytul Maqdis to Al-Ka'aba. So Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما said, بينما الناس لقباء في صلاة الصبح, while the people were in Quba during صلاة الصبح, إذ جاءهم آت, somebody came to them, فقال, and he said, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أنزل عليه الليلة Quran. Certainly the Prophet had gotten a revelation. Quran is the mother of the verb qara ayatrau qira'atan Quranan, mean what? Recitation. And they use mazdar for ismu maf'ul, as we have it in kataba yaktub kitaban. So kitaban is mazdar, which means writing, the act of writing. But the word kitab can be used to mean what? Maktubun, something that is written. So ismu maf'ul, they use mazdar to mean what? Ismu maf'ul. So likewise, qara'a yaqra'u Qur'anan is the mazdar of qara'a, just like qara'un, qira'atun. They all mazdar of Qur'an. So Qur'an here means what? Maqru'un. So what was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be recited. So he said in the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad unzil alayhi layla. Certainly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had received a revelation, the Qur'an, tonight. وقد أمر أن يستقبل القبلة. He has been commanded to face the Qibla. فَاسْتَقْبِلُوهَا. So face it. So face it. وَكَانَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ إِلَى الشَّامِ. Their faces were towards Sham. Sham, they will translate it to mean Levant or the Greater Syria. The Greater Syria. So which means today Palestine, Syria, likewise Jordan, Lebanon, all these areas would be called Sham in the past. So, but what they were actually talking about was Baitul Maqdis, that the people were kind of home in Sham. Their faces were towards Sham. Fastadaru, so they turned. إلى الكعبة to الكعبة. How to say? Maybe if I should turn back now, I'll be facing الكعبة. Huh? As I'm facing now, where am I facing? I'm facing Sham. Is that clear? Uh-huh. So for you to face الكعبة, you have to watch back Sham. And for you to face Sham, you have to back Al-Ka'aba. So for Allah 16 or so much, or 17, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing Sham. Was facing Sham. So when he was asked to face Al-Ka'aba, the Jews, they said, you see, he had turned away from our path. So they were saying things. Some people were weak in iman. They say, what type of nonsense is this? You've been asked to be facing a point before or a direction before. Now we are asked to be facing another direction. This shows that this man is not serious and the apostatized. They apostatized. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْكِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولِ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ قِبْلَةٍ. That is the Qibla upon which you are, we did not make it to be such, except that to make it known. So we know and make it known, huh? That is the knowledge that everybody will know. Man yattabi'u ar-rasul, to know those that will follow the Rasul, mimma yanqalibu ala aqibayhi, from those who will turn back. So the people who are facing Sham, they turned to Al-Ka'aba. When the direction came. وعن أنس أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي نحو بيت المقدس. أنس رضي الله عنه said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying facing بيت المقدس. That is Jerusalem. Jerusalem was built, some said by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, some said by Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his children, they lived there. And Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam Uruj Jeh. Huh? So we know the father also what? بوجه بيت سوي الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد وقتل داوج جالوت سو جالوت كاتب كولايا سو ريش إز إي واز ون أوف ذا Philistines, that is those who are the occupants of that place. So was a leader here. So, but later he was killed by Prophet Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam, and he ruled here. His son Suleiman also ruled. So the children, eventually they were watched, they were chased out of that place by Nebuchadnezzar, that the Arabs would call Bukhtanasur. So was the one that chased them out of that place. So another year, something called the Babylonian captivity. So it chased them out of that area to Babylon. So later they were returned there by a Persian emperor by name Cyrus. So he returned the Banu Israel, the children of Israel, the children of Yaqub, he returned them there. So they were there until the Christian emperor, the Roman emperor, by name Titus, also chased them out. That is centuries later, more than 500 centuries. So he chased them out again. So some of them now, they were scattered. Some were living in Medina, Sandazari, Abda Banu, Quraiza, Banu Kainuqa, Banu Nadir. They were living in Medina. Some were scattered somewhere. So before Umar radiallahu anhu now conquered Jerusalem, and he took the control of that place from the Christians. So that's why the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, they will be ascribing themselves to that place. So because they have also controlled, the Christians have controlled, the Jews have controlled, the Muslims have also controlled. But the correct stance is that إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The land belongs to Allah and He gives it to whom He wills. Not because the Arabs are Arabs, and not because the Jews are Jews or the Christians are Christians. How do you claim? So the land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Jews, the Banu Israel, when they were not upright, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Nebuchadnezzar to watch, to deal with them. And he dealt with them seriously. So who was a kafir? A kafir. A kafir. Dealt with those who are ascribing themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they were not upright. They were not upright. So when the Roman emperor Titus took over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also used Umar to deal with. And the Muslims also took that place. The Muslims, they migrated from many places and set watch in Jerusalem, and they intermarried with the Arabs who are also living there. I hope it's clear. Arabs who are living there. Just as the Yahud who are living there. The Romans were also, I hope it is clear, they were also living there. So what Islam brought by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered that place, to intermarriage. That is, the Arabs from Medina intermarried with some Arabs, yes, those who also embrace Islam. And as well, so if you want to talk about Palestine now, are you going to say, it's the land of the Arabs, or is it the land of the Jews? It's the land of all of them. They all occupy that place. So no, nobody, if you want to be frank, nobody can claim to be what? The sole occupants of that place. It's just like people coming from different places to come and settle in areas. Talk about the story or the issue of Lagos, for instance. Those who say they are what? They are the Lagosians today. They came from somewhere to come and settle here. Whatever they came from Sharia Lofi and things like that. Some will say those who are the kings here. Some of them came from Edo. Then if you have read the issue of Lagos, so they say what? They are from Benin. You know, it's different stories. They are warriors who say they are what? They are the original occupants. This is area. So the same thing applies to them. But what matters to us is not because you are Arabs, you are this, you are that. What matters is what? In al-ardu lillah. You eat to her. So that, as a Muslim, this is what you, when you say the Arabs, they are all, they are this, they are that, you are thinking like the nationality, not like a Muslim. Are you with me? It's not like you saying, for instance, Egypt belongs to the whom? To whom? Egypt. Who claim to be the original occupants of the Egypt today? The courts. The courts. They are still there, but when the Muslims entered there, they intermarried with them. A lot of them became Muslims. And they were not speaking Arabic originally, but because of the intermarriage and things like that, they became Arab-speaking people. And that's why some idiots among them today are saying, no, we are not Arabs. Some are campaigning that we are not Arabs. That is, they are not Arabs. So the Muslims intermarried with them, the Muslims who are Arabs who came from Mecca, Medina, the like, they intermarry with the Copts, and a lot of them embrace Islam. So that's why Egypt, are speaking the Arabic speaking country today, though originally they were not Arabs. So majority of the Egyptians today are Muslims. Originally they were not Muslim. You know, the mother of Ismail والسلام, was from Egypt. Was from Egypt. So the point here is that as a Muslim, you fight for Islam, not for tribe, not for nationality. So we have Islam and what? And Kufr. Islam and Kufr. Not Islam and what? And nationalism. Not Islam and tribalism. You say the Yoruba Muslims, the Hausa Muslims, the Igbo Muslims. All these ones are what? لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. So this claim that, okay, it is the Arabs, that is nonsense. What we should be talking about is the Muslims. The Muslims are the real owner of the land. The Muslims, not the Arabs. Because I talk about the Canaanites. So they also made some people get. And we'll talk about Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. He was not an Arab man. Does that mean what? He is of power. He went to accuse Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam for having taken what? power that does not belong to him. Do you get the message? That is, he ruled in an area where he was not supposed to rule, because the land belonged to the Arabs. But he and his father ruled in an area where they were not supposed to. That is the allegation. But when you say the land belongs to Allah, the land belongs to Allah, and the Muslims are the ones that are supposed to, but on condition if they are serious, if they are steadfast. If they are not steadfast, Allah can use anybody to punish them. And this is what is happening today. And that's the Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, alayhi rahmatullah, in his tafsir, when he was commenting on things like this, he did some of this explanation that I did. And this is the correct view. You see a scholar who is talking on nationalism, looking at it from the nationalistic angle. This might be what is not being sincere. These are the statements of the nationality, the Arab nationality. Some of the rulers, the Arab rulers, will be saying this, will be championing this. They are what? They are politicians. But as a man, as a scholar, he ought to know that what? The reality is that what in Al Arba Billah, beautiful Aman Yasha. You know, the one news I told to Musa alayhi salatu salam, Udina in Kabli An Ta'atiyana, that is, they were persecuting us before you came to us. So, I mean, Badi, Majitana, and the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu salam said, Asallahu an yuhlika aduwakum. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرْ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Your enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shortly would watch to destroy them. And you see the way you also watch, the way you also behave on the surface of the earth. You get it? So the point here is that the message of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing Baitul Maqdis. For about 16 or so months. So later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed him to Al-Ka'ba. Some said Baitul Maqdis was built maybe 40 years after the building of Al-Ka'ba, that is by Prophet Sulaiman, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe 40 years later, so we have it in what some of the ahadith that 40 years between the two. So both are what are land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the masjid of Allah, al masjid al aqsa, and what al masjid al haram. The fact that the kuffar of Makkah were in control of Al-Masjid al-Haram for some time does not mean the Masjid belongs to them. Are you with me? Before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually conquered Makkah, who was controlling Al-Masjid al-Haram? Kuffar. So the essence that it prevented the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from coming in before he eventually conquered it. So we have what Islam and Kufru, Islam and what? Kufru. So this is what we should understand. Now, the hadith says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We've seen the turning of your face, فِي السَّمَاءِ, to the heaven. فَلَنُوَلِيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَوْهَا. We shall make you to face a qibla that you'll be pleased with. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually wanted a change of what? Qibla. So he was looking, expecting a kind of revelation. Allah te kod nara taqalluba wajhika fis sama falawalliyannaka qiblatan tardaha in Allah te fawalli wajhaka shatra al-masjidil haram. Turn your face towards the direction of al-masjidil haram. You know, they were in Medina, they couldn't see the masjid, but shatra towards. And we said, when this happens, some people apostatize. The first, why the change in the direction of what? Direction of prayer. Why? So some people apostatize. And that's why some of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are things that can be watched, that can be tried. May Allah keep us safe. So somebody may just hear a ruling and say, what is this? Why this? Some people became feminists today. Some women, they became what? Feminists today. Because they felt that was a kind of injustice in what? In the matter of the men and the women. So why must the men be so? Why must the women be so? So they felt that was a kind of injustice. So and they apostatized. He said, this is not strange. It is not strange. Some people apostatized when the Qibla was changed from Baytul Maqdis to Al-Kaaba. Some people apostatized. But somebody that is steadfast, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a lawgiver. When he tells you do this and you do it, that makes you a true servant and a true slave of Allah. That makes you a true worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's the one that can tell you do this. At the same time, he has the right to tell you don't do this. When you obey, you are what? Worshipping him. When you disobey, you are what? You are not worshipping, you are worshipping Shaitan, or you are worshipping your hour. But for you to say it doesn't make sense. Because he's supposed to be so and so. That is exactly what led Shaitan, he believes, astray. But ana khayru minhu, I'm better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. He was the first person to do qiyas fasit. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. Simple instruction. Usjudu li Adama. Usjudu li Adama. So he said, no. Ana khayru minhu. So if you want to know whether you're a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is you know this through how much you submit to the law of Allah. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who do not challenge the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the al-muflihun, the only successful ones. But once you challenge the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are treading the path of destruction. Nas'Allah al-afiyata wa salam. So the people, when this was revealed, فَمَرَّ رَجُلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلِمَا, a man from Banu Salima, هم ركوع في صلاة الفجر. Why the people were in ركوع in the prayer of Fajr. وقد صلوا ركعتان, and they had watched, observed one rak'ah. فنادى, he called, Allah, listen, إن القبلة قد حولت, the Qibla has been changed. فمن, so they turned immediately, كما هم, as it was, نحو القبلة, towards the Qibla, that is towards Al-Ka'bah. This is Khabar al-Wahid. One person bringing information. And the all Muslims in what? In the Masjid Banu Salima, sorry, in the Masjid, in the Masjid in Banu Salima, they changed. So Masjid Banu Salima, you know Masjid Banu Salima? That is what they call what? The Masjid al-Qiblatain. The Masjid al-Qiblatain. Because the people, they prayed one salah facing two qibla. One raka towards Baitul Maqdis. Another raka towards so they will call it Masjid al-Masjid al-Qiblatain. So the people in that area, they are called what? Banu Salima. Banu Salima. So we have read that of Masjid al-Quba. The information got to them during what Salatu Subhi as well. So these people, the information got to them during what, maybe after time or so. Or during, Salatu Fajr as well. The changing of the Qibla came during Asr or Zuhr, as that the changing of the Qibla itself. So Rawahu Ahmad Muslim wa Abu Dawud. Wa huwa hujjatun, and it is evidence. Sorry, please. What do you have there? فَهُوَ حُجَّةٌ فِي قَبُولِ أَخْبَارِ الْأَحَادِ. So it is evident in accepting the أَخْبَارِ الْأَحَادِ, that is the information brought by one person. So it is evident. So contrary to what some people will say, that I don't take Khabar al-Ahad. So in Aqidah, you say you take only Khabar al-Ahad in things that have to do with what? Fiqh. But when it comes to Aqidah, so you don't take Khabar al-Ahad. So the information brought by one person, don't take it. I'm trying to get the page. Huh? 178. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen to do what? To do what? To preach to the people. So he was teaching them Aqidah. Is that not Akhawaru? Ahaj? So it was said that somebody said this, that you don't take Khabar Ahaj in Aqidah. So he believed in that. So he went to preach to some people. So when he got to them, he had preached to them. So some of the people seated or listening to him said, Sheikh, would have loved to take this message of yours, but because you are the only one that came to us, so we'll take it. But this is Aqidah matter. And it's what? It's Khabaru Ahad. So this statement of the Mu'tazila and the likes, so they say this is Khabaru al-Wahid, you don't take it when it comes to Aqidah. When Khabaru al-Wahid or Khabaru Mutawatir does not matter, as long as what it is authentic, whether in Aqidah or fake, you take it. You said 179. 78. Okay. كان رسول الله ذلك نفسه sorry باب حجة من رأى فرض بعيد إصابة الجهة لا العين the chapter to do with the one who is of the opinion that what is composed on the one who is بعيد who is far who cannot see the Kaaba who cannot see the masjid is isabat al-jihad la al-ayn is to get the direction and not to get the ayn that is the Kaaba itself. Now we are what? We are ba'idun and al-Kaaba. We are far away from the Kaaba. We can't see the Kaaba. So it will be difficult for us to do isabatul ayn, but we can do isabatul al-jihah to get the jihah, the direction, and that is in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. An Abi Urayrata anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ma bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib qibla rawahu ibn majah wa at-tirmidhi wa sahaha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, between the Mashriq and the Maghrib is Qibla. Between the Mashriq and the Maghrib is Qibla. What is Mashriq? What is Mashriq? East. What is Maghrib? West. That is the east of the world and the west of the world. How do you identify the east? And how do you identify the west? We are told that when you face the rising sun, you face the rising sun in the morning, that is the east. Correct? The sun may rise maybe towards the side or towards the side or maybe towards the center. It varies from one time to the other. But the sun rises from the east. It rises from the east, whether northeast or southeast or the true east. The true east is that around 90 degrees. That is the true east. While the northeast is the east that is closer to the north. From 0 to 90. You'll be getting the watch, the northeast. While from 90 to 180, you'll be getting the southeast. But your watch, they are each. Is that clear? So, for you to know the north, you face the rising, you face where the sun is rising. So, your left will be the north. Why? Your right, that is, if you stretch your hands like this, facing the rising sun, this will be the north, the left, while the right will be the south. So you back the west. Now the hadith is telling us, مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ قِبْلَةً. What is between the Mashriq, the east where the sun rises, and the Maghrib where the sun sets, is the Qibla. Where are you facing here? Here in Nigeria. Here in Nigeria. Where are you facing? Are you implementing this habit? You are not implementing it. The hadith says, Ma bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib qibla. So if you want to go by the hadith, you are supposed to be facing here or here. Either south or west, north. But if you should do that, you have kept the Kaaba to watch to your the side. So the Kaaba, if you face the what's it called? If you are facing the, as you are seated now, you are facing the east. So if you face here, which is the north, Correct? Huh? So the Kaaba will be in the 80. But if a straight line is to be drawn from where you are facing the sun, the rising sun, the east. If the straight line is to be drawn, it will go to the Kaaba. Are you with me? So which means you are not facing the Kaaba. You are not facing the Kaaba. You are putting the Kaaba to your right. And if you face the south, you'll be what? You'll be putting the Kaaba to your left. What are you going to do with this hadith? Ma bin al-mashriq wal-maghrib qibla. So the people in Medina and its environs, if they should apply what is in this hadith, they will be facing the Kaaba. Are you with me? I know those people, they turned back. You get it now? So the hadith is for the people in Medina and its environs, not for everybody. So that's why scholars will be talking about the qibla of different people on the surface of the earth. Now, when we say our own qibla is the east, is it all the east? Is it all the east? Or to get it accurately, there is a particular point. You get it? Like us, for instance, in this part of Nigeria, in Lagos, they tell you that our qibla is 63 point so and so degree. That is, it's not up to 90 degrees. That is, if you want to face the qibla accurately, it's not up to 90 degrees. It's what, 63.4 or 63.3 degrees. Are you with me? But however, because of the hadith I said, watch, ma baina, in between. Is that clear? And you have what? The Kaaba. Now, they will tell us that for you to be said to be facing this something, like this table in front of me now, I'm facing it. Correct? If I should do like this, am I still facing it? Huh? Like this, still facing it. Watch if I do like this. Like this. Uh-huh. So the bearing also will be maybe 45 degrees towards to the right of the accurate qibla, and 45 degrees to the left. Anything beyond that, you'll be putting the qibla by your side completely. So that's why we say what, from 18 degrees, no, not for zero, correct? Huh? Not is zero. So from the north to 18 degrees, you can't face it. If you face anywhere between 0 to 18, you are not facing the Kaaba. You cannot be said to be facing the Kaaba. But from 18 to 63, that is to the left, you are still facing the Kaaba, though not accurately. But 63 is the accurate one. Then from 63 to 108, anything after 108, you are not facing the Kaaba at all. You have put the Kaaba to your side. But between 63 till what? Till 108, you are set to be facing what? The Kaaba. You can still be considered to be facing the Kaaba if you have not gone beyond 108. I don't know if I'm communicating. 63, 108, what is the difference? 45. 18 and what? 63, what is the difference? 45. How to declare? So if the masjid that you are praying is not facing the Qibla accurately, but the deviation is not beyond 45 to the left or to the right, you can still pray there.
You can see prayer. So, Mabin al-Mashriq wal-Maghrib Qibla, what is between the Mashriq and the Maghrib is Qibla, don't understand it to mean 180. Because if you take it to be 180, what it means is that you will not be facing the Kaaba. So the ayat you can get there, the most you can get there is 90. 45 to the left and 45 to the right. How this is clear? Uh-huh. So, but firstly, the hadith is not for people who are what? Who are, people who are not outside Medina and the environs. And when I say Medina and environs, there are people like people in Yemen and things like that. It may cover them too. So, but those who will be in the west, so to say, who are in the west of the globe, for them to face the Kaaba, it will watch each for them, like us. But those who are in the north of the globe, or south of the globe, for them to face the Kaaba, they'll be facing where? The people in the north will be facing the south, the people in the south will be facing, like the table now, this is the Kaaba. Let's assume this is the structure of the Kaaba. I'm facing it. Are you facing it? Those who are, let's assume some people are seated this way. Are they facing it? Some people are seated this way. Are they facing it? So this is exactly the way the issue is. I hope it is clear. So, inshallah, we'll stop here. Subhanak Allah, Muhammad, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك
الله
Okay. Now, continue.
Number two, there is a compulsory for a Muslim woman to make gap when he wants to perform a when he wants to perform duha, when he wants to perform duha, and Quran, when he wants to read, first he wants to read Quran. Then number three.
Now, for the first question, for somebody to be thinking about who created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what a wrong question. So if you say who created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah a creation? Is the question clear? Somebody is asking who created Allah. That means the person has concluded that Allah is also a creation. So Allah is not a creation. Allah is a creator. So when you now ask who created Allah, it means Allah is also a creation. So Allah is not a creation. And the philosophers, they will say what? There must be unmoved mover. Unmoved mover. What is moving everything, but it cannot be moved. If there is nothing like that, that means everything will be moving. So there will be what? Because if I move this thing and somebody moves me, and the one that moves me, another person moves him, another person moves the one that moves him, like that, will continue. So everything is moving. So there must be someone who is the beginner, who started the moving. Is that clear? So it's commonsensical. There must be someone who started the moving, who is not moved. So, or you say what? The cause of all causes. Or the uncaused causer. So they also talk about that. So that's why some of them, they said, okay, we can't say there is no God. You can't say there is no God. There is possibility that there is God. I think that is what this man died upon. That what was the name? No. I'm talking about this is the physicist. That man in America, is this in America? No, he died recently, maybe some years back. Yes, Stephen Hawking. So that is what he died upon, that there is possibility, there is what? There is God. So, because there must be something that is moving, but that cannot be moved. How is play? So when you say who created God, you say, well, that question is stupid. I'm not referring to the question now. People ask questions like that. The philosophers, some of them, they wanted to tackle the Muslims or those who believe in they wanted to tackle the page, that is those who believe in God. They say they are what? Atheist. So they say, who created God? God is not a creation. I said, for instance, it is Fatima that cooked this food. A plate of food in front of me. I said, who cooked this food? He said, it's Fatima. Who cooked Fatima? What will be the response? Is that a good question? Stupid question. Is Fatima food? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, not a creation. Not creation. Another question. Can Allah create someone like him? Stupid question. How can you say, can Allah create someone like him? Allah is not created. So if he created somebody or something, that thing cannot be like him. Because that thing will be a creation. And he is not a creation. So the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tafakkaru fi ala illah. Think about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an addition that says, wala tafakkaru fi dhatillah fatahliku, but it's not authentic. The message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, shaitan will come to you, say, who created this? Say, Allah. Who created Allah? Said, once you get to that place, try to watch. Withdraw. Don't go further. For the question to come to you is what? Test of your iman. But when you are able to knock it away, so that will be what? Sorry, iman. That your iman is what? Is clear. Somebody said to the Messenger of Allah, inna lanajij, umuran, we'll find some things in our heart. نتعاظم أن نتكلم به. We find it very serious to talk about it, that is very grave. The Messenger of Allah said, what? ذاك صريح الإيمان. Said, أَوَقَدْ وَجَدْتُمُهُ. Is that so? Have you found it that way? ذاك صريح الإيمان. So, I think that answers the question briefly. Now, it's not compulsory to perform, to wear hijab when you want to perform ablution in a place that is all secluded. Or maybe you are in your house in the front of your mahari. No, but when you are outside, so you have to guide your aura as much as you can so that those who are not supposed to see your hand will not see your hand. So that's why it's not proper to make ablution center for females to be performing ablution and you'll be seeing them washing their hands openly. Their hand is what? Is aura. So, Allah.
Lastly, you read from the book that the gap and the hijab and the man that we found in Islam has been insisted. He before the prophet. That is the people that prophet and the Muslim, the Islamite, the Hijab, and the culture.
Now the Arabs, they will put on hijab, but not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. So the way they will put on their hijab is similar to what some of our people do in Yoruba land. You know, they call it Igboru. So they just put it, use it to cover part of their neck. The front part may be exposed, or they cover the edge while you can see their neck. So they will also do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْيَدْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنَّ. They should use their watch, their khumur, plural of khimar, to cover their juyub. To cover their juyub. The juyub there is the place where they cut to put their head when they are putting on their garments. So they call it juyub. You know, the neck will be exposed. So they should use their khimar to cover that. So then we have watch, Ya Ayyuhan Nabiyyu Qul Li Azwajika Wa Banatika Wa Nisa'il Mu'minin Yudhnina Alayhinna Min Jalabihim. So that they should do it now with their jilbab on themselves. So which verse, which of the two verses came first? Is that the one in Surah Al-Nur or Surah Al-Ahzab? Scholars differ on this. But wallahu alam, the way their opinion is that the one in Surah Al-Ahzab came before the one in Surah Al-Nur. The one in Surah Al-Azab came before the one in Surah Al-Nur. How this is played? Yes, scholar differ. But the one that came first, according to the narration of the Hadith al-Ifk, when you look at that story of where Aisha radiallahu anha was accused of zina, so you understand that she was referring to the case of Surah Al-Ahzab, when she said what, وَكَانَ يَرَانِي قَبْلَ الْإِجَابِ, that is, upon the mu'attal will see me before the ijab. I know the Surah Al-Nur, the story was talking about things that have to do with what? The ifk. So when she said, وَكَانَ يَرَانِي قَبْلَ الْإِجَابِ, he will see me before ijab. And he said what? فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ the jilbab. So I cover my face with what? With the jilbab. And this makes it wavier. That is, those scholars who say Surah Al-Ahzab was revealed before Surah Al-Nur. Forget about the arrangement in the Quran. What you are talking about, which one came first? So Allah A'lam. As for the month, yes, the month in the end of the shuri in the Allah. It's Nashar Ashar.
No.
Yes, they've been using Muharram Safar before the Messenger of Allah came. And Allah said what in Naidat Ashur in the Allah is Nashar Ashar. The Kitab Allah Yuma Khalaqa Samawat wal Ard. So, and the Messenger of Allah said, Inna how did he say it? No. إن الزمان قد استدار كيأته يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض. Then he talked about that من أربعة حر. He said what, ثلاث متواليات, three months hours consecutive. So he mentioned them. So this tells us that it's something that has been known for long, that we use the months, the name of the months. Wallahu a'lam.
All of them, but a lot of confusion.
initial and Tekna was buried.
Because of what?
Because of the shell.
Okay, there is no more place to bury the person. Yes, if they have to maybe clear the bones, maybe they see some, there are still some bones, so they can do that and bury another person there. You can't tell whether this place that you are was used previously as a burial ground. In the past, you can't tell. And that's why it's not proper to be erecting a structure on it. No, let them pray at the right time. So Jamu is for because of rain, is for those who are in the masjid. No, it doesn't contradict the hadith. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do give us talk which from grace. So makhafat al-sa'ama alayna, because of what? Fear of sa'ama, bottom for us, so that we not be bought. So that doesn't mean that you can't give a talk every day. As long as the people who are giving talk are not what? Are not bought. So it's the bottom of the thing that matters here. So if the people are not bought, So you go to Madrasa and you learn the thing every day. So it will affect that if you want to take the hadith here, then it's not something of what, something that it says, that says it is haram. But Messenger of Allah will do that because he doesn't want them to be botched. So if those that you are admonishing, they are not getting botched, they want it more, so no harm. And that's why over centuries, the scholars, they will have what halqa of hadith and the like. So they will go to them to collect hadith from them. So, but the lesson here is that when you feel that people, you want people to understand something very well to hear the message, you may apply that method. You may apply the method so that the people that you are passing the message, maybe you want them to get the message very well. Take the message of Allah, if you are teaching them something, you will repeat it 3 times. Why? You wanted them to grab it. Does that mean that if you not repeat it 3 times, are you with me? So like this, I'm reading this hadith now, I will have to repeat it 3 times. So my every explanation 3 times. No, it's not compulsory. But if I decide to do that, so that the message you think is okay. So the point here is that it's not haram. Okay. The Kaaba, no. And that's why the Salah you observe in Al Kaaba is what is equivalent to 100,000. That of Masjid Nabawi, 1,000. So that of Al-Bayt al-Maqdis, in the Hadith 500, in the Hadith 50, but there are some comments on the Hadith on that of Al-Bayt al-Maqdis, Salah. No. They are not the same. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.